This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday criticized the decision by soccer's international governing organization, FIFA, to threaten players at the World Cup with yellow cards if they wear armbands supporting inclusion and diversity. The captains of several European teams had planned to wear One Love campaign anti-discrimination bands during the World Cup soccer tournament matches. The conservative World Cup host country, Qatar, has many strict laws, including one that outlaws homosexuality. Blinken said it was always concerning when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. Blinken added it's especially so when expression is for diversity or inclusion. Blinken made the comments at a Doha news conference alongside his Qatari counterpart, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani. The foreign minister said despite their differences, the Qatar-U.S. relationship is important for both nations. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday denounced Iran's increasingly harsh and deadly crackdown on mass protests that have been rocking the country for more than 2 months. The ongoing nationwide protests in Iran began in response to the September 16th death of 22-year-old Iranian Mahsa Amini while in police custody. Iran's morality police arrested Amini days earlier for allegedly not covering her hair fully enough with a hijab. As the protests have broadened to a general protest against Iran's strict Muslim theocracy, the reaction from Iran's security forces has been more and more harsh. At a Geneva news conference, UN High Commissioner on Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence said at least 300 people have been killed since the protests began, including 40 children. He said the lack of accountability for gross human rights violations in Iran remains persistent. The Human Rights Office urged Iranian authorities to address the people's demands for equality, dignity, and rights instead of using unnecessary or disproportionate force to suppress the protests. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.